I'd just like to ask how you got involved with the Ahmadiyya movement itself. Is there a large population?
So in Sutton-Cheam, obviously we're very close to the mosque in Morden, which I'm told and very proud to say is one of the largest mosques in Western Europe. The community themselves are really keen on outreach. They talk to all of the local councillors and the local council groups, and B is the MP, obviously a key voice in the community. And you know, their goal is to fight misunderstanding, is to improve community cohesion. And so as a result, you know, I was one of the they were one of the first groups I heard from when I was announced as a candidate, when I was elected as a councillor, and for many years as I've been involved in politics in the South West London, they've invited us to events. So they are very, very active in the community. We've got a good number of Ahmadis in Sutton-Cheam in my constituency, and they're just very, very good at reaching out, talking to people, and you know, including politicians and other members of the community in their events. Again, primarily to fight a lot of the misconceptions that you see about Islam and Muslims, and try and combat a lot of the Islamophobia we see today in our societies.
And with your constituents, you sort of, for lack of a better term, do you get any backlash? Do people sort of...
Not at all.
You don't catch that from people in your area?
Not at all. You know, being the Member of Parliament for an area, we represent everyone, and we take no favour either. If anyone who comes to me with concerns, with worries, asking for help, you know, I will help them to the best of my ability, no matter what their background are. You know, it is critical that that concept of evenness is felt by all. I've had no perception that being involved with the Ahmadi community, just like I go to the local mosques, just like I meet the Quakers and a representative of the synagogue last week in Parliament. You know, I think a lot of people understand that as a councillor, as a member of Parliament, you know, it is your role to represent all. No perception of any sort of worry whatsoever.
And we obviously spoke in the talk today, was a question on integrating within British values and British societies, but how much of that aspect of integration is, how much of it is two ways? We speak of, you know, people of the Muslim faith, they're making changes towards integrating in British values, but in terms of people accepting people of Muslim faith, where does the push come from that side?
Well, again, I think, like I said in the panel discussion, Britishness is our community. Britishness is, and it sounds really corny, and I do apologise, but Britishness is the group that I was planting trees with in Overton Rec last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago. You know, we had members of the local Hong Kong community, we had members of the local mosque, all planting trees to make our local environment, our local park, a nicer place to be. It's about, you know, working together and improving where you live. It's about going out and taking part in multi-faith groups that promote understanding between different communities. It's about, you know, litter picking. It's about, you know, singing God Save the King. It's about, you know, it's, again, super cliched, and I apologise because, you know, I hear it in my answers, but it's about celebrating the communities that we are, not about who the individuals are and about kind of their beliefs. And I think that's critical. Kind of the direct question of kind of where the give and take is, I don't know the answer to that, but it's about celebrating the things that we have in common, rather than looking at the particular aspects that are different between us.
You had a couple of your fellow Lib Dem MPs dropping out, obviously Helen Maguire and then the MP for
Zoe Franklin, who's the Member of Parliament for Guildford, Helen Maguire, Epsom and Yorn, also Greg Stafford, who's a Conservative Member for Farnham and Borden, which is where the Ahmadi community in the UK are based. I think across parties, we're all very keen to show our support. Because, you know, the Muslim faith and Muslims are conscious of being seen of as outsiders. And I think, you know, the more we can do as politicians to show that togetherness, to show that support, the more understanding we'll have, and we will hopefully see a reduction in these horrible Islamophobic hate crimes that we see, unfortunately increasing over the last couple of years. hopefully see that that beaten by the understanding between communities.
And just finally, I want to catch you quickly on that topic of, we were talking about representation in the House of Lords. I think it's quite a, you know...
I went off script a little bit.
Yeah, I thought it was quite interesting, but an interesting point to make, and definitely something that's not really spoken about or reflected much, I guess, in the mainstream media, but with this... Yeah. It's a personal view, maybe not one reflected by the party.
It's a personal view, it's not party line.
In House of Lords, is that something you'd like to see in the future?
Well, so the House of Lords as a concept, funnily enough, since I've become elected, I've become much more understanding of the value of the House of Lords. I think there is an argument that when people are appointed to the House of Lords, there is a certain democratic accountability for that. I made a speech in Parliament where I made the point that Liz Truss and Boris Johnson made terrible appointments to the House of Lords, and then they lost their seats. The government was thrown out. So, you know, there's a concept of accountability there. One of the main arguments behind removing the hereditary peers is there's no accountability. And I think in the same way, there's an argument that the bishop's bench has no accountability because they are there by right. They can't be expelled. There's no scrutiny of the appointments process. And ultimately, there is no way for a politician to be held to account for that appointment, whereas Liz Truss could be thrown out of her seat for making terrible decisions for appointments. Therefore, I think personally it is right that the bishop's bench be looked at next, now that we've looked at removing the hereditaries, to overcome some of the democratic deficit we have in the House of Lords at the moment.
So would it be more of a sense of getting rid of the bishop's bench rather than reintroducing more religious representation?
Well, it's not about getting rid of, it's about removing the right to sit, because, and that's the issue with the lack of imams, the lack of representation. There is nothing against a political leader appointing the Archbishop of Canterbury or particular bishops or imams or rabbis or representatives of the Hindu faith to make, you know, our House of Lords should be representative of our society more generally, as the House of Commons should as well. That's the approach I think is more appropriate. I think the system at the moment has that inbuilt privilege that I don't think is appropriate in this day and age.
Okay.